Why, oh, why do I speak my word? Why do I speak my word? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, who is cogitating the concept, why do I speak my word? Have you ever thought about why you speak your word? Have you ever thought about why you look in the mirror and you put on your makeup and you say, good. And you look in the mirror and you see your wrinkles on your face and you say, oh, not so good. But when you go to the mirror and you have a happy heart, you look in the mirror and everything looks good. You don't see your wrinkles. You don't see your need for makeup. You don't see your hair that the wisp puts out of place or something. You just look in the mirror and say, good. Now, why do you speak your word? Why do you speak your word for anything? Everybody in this world is talking, you know. Little children talk, big children talk, adults talk, and elderly talk, and whatever, and the rocks talk. Now, why do people speak their word? Why does anyone, anything, speak its word? Every one of us speak our word because what we're saying, this is who I am. This is who I am. Now, as an absolute philosopher, you come to realize that throughout all time, everyone has spoken their word and said, this is who I am. We walk into town, we drive into town, and we stop at different stores. And when we go in the store, we're talking to the merchant, and the merchant turns to Ellen and says, where are you from? And so Ellen speaks her word and says, I am from Germany and Switzerland and the Italian part of Switzerland. And he says, no, what I meant is, where are you from? Well, what do you mean, where am I from? Well, are you from your divine or are you from your human self? Ooh, what an interesting question. I'm from my divine self. Well, if you're from your divine self, you would never forget to say, when anyone says, where are you from, that I'm from the divine. And you say, well, who would ever say I'm from the divine? You say, I'm German, or I'm French, or I'm from Wisconsin, you know, or I'm from New York, you know, whatever we want to say. We always, you know, want to say something physical. The day that we start telling people by speaking our word that we are divine, that we are glorious, that we are worthwhile, fantastic, glorious, spiritual beings, I almost said Christian, spiritual beings, then we are on the right track. You see, so long as you're a Christian, or a Hindu, or Islam, or anything else under the sun, you're not being yourself. Because, you see, who you really are, who your divine self is, has no human labels. It has only divine labels. And God created the world in Genesis, remember? And he said of everyone, you're good and very good. Now, did he say, Adam, you're German? And Eve, you're French, you know? And Cain, you're from hell. And Abel, you're from heaven, you know? Did he say those things? No. No labels at all. But what happened? What happened? The more human we are, the more labels we want. If we were to give ourselves just one label, I am divine. I live in my divine right action. All is in divine order. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Wow. If we were just to give ourselves the simple label of being divine, all these other things would fade away. We would have no need to even mention them. How do you speak your word? And what do you speak your word for? Do you speak your word for being who you really are? Or this temporary being that you're expressing here on planet Earth? Now, Ingeborg is expressing her word that she's Ingeborg. And sometimes she says, I'm Inga. And sometimes she says, I'm Mrs. Pukert. And sometimes she says, I'm a woman. And sometimes she says, I'm a monk, you know. And she's got all sorts of labels. And nobody knows what to think about the labels. They say, well, how can you be Mrs. Pukert and a monk? Well, it's easy. because we have women monks and men monks and children monks. We have monks of every kind. We even have dog monks, you know. Really? Did we make a monk out of Rex here? My goodness, yes. He's the king. He's the boss. Yes, Rex, you are a monk, and we appreciate that. Now, what does it mean? Could we say Rex is divine? Can we say that we are divine? Why do we go halfway, you know? Are you the product of your human existence? Or is your human the existence, the human existence, the product of who you are? If our human existence is the product of our divine self, wow, you know, it's a takeoff. You have seen some pretty close beings in that. You've seen some pretty close beings who were expressing their divine reality. But you couldn't see it all because you're not expressing your divine reality. Only when we start expressing our divine reality do we see it very perfectly in others. It's happening in a lot of people, but we'll never see it until we open our eyes as a divine real person. And when we open our eyes as a divine real person, what happens to us? Everything is beautiful. Everything is glorious. In the Dial Healing Word this morning, I have the little children planting seeds in a little cup in elementary school. At least that's what we did. And then the teacher, a very loving teacher, would say, okay, now every day you go and bless that seed. Tell that seed how much you love it. Tell that seed, I love you, I love you, I love you, seed. And then when you go home for the weekend, you tell that seed you love it. And every day you watch it grow and you watch miracles take place. Because here that little seed, which was not a plant, but it had the plant in it, the plant came out. Now, you watch, some boys and girls will have big plants, some boys and girls will have little ones, because you can really tell how much love they gave to it, how much caring thought they gave to the plant by speaking their word. Now, we can do the same thing with our life. We speak our word, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. We speak our word, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. We speak our word with all the affirmations that we can come up with that are positive, beneficial, and uplifting to us. And what happens to us? Whatever we speak our word for is true. I know the affirmations you guys speak. I know the thoughts that go through your mind. I mean, it would take a dullard not to know it. I know it, but I don't believe it, because I know the truth about you. But I know that you're not blessing your plant every day. And every minute, I know, I can see. Some of your plants are big and some are small, and it's just a perfect indication of the attention you're giving to your divine self. Now, do you want to nurture the presence of your divine self in you? Then put attention to it. Put attention to it. Who is your father? Who is your mother? I am. You are. We are each the parent of ourself. We are each the creator of ourselves. We are each the only one who has any power or control over what we are. And we have it all, but we only take a little bit of it. We say, well, I'm not worthy of all of it, you know. How would you like to be Bill Gates, the richest man in the world? Oh, that would be quite something. I'd like to, you know, have a lot of money, but to be Bill Gates and have all the money in the world, you know, be the richest man in the world, oh, I don't know. Well, why limit yourself? The fact is, right now, you are Bill Gates. Everybody is. But everybody is taking that portion of the Bill Gates consciousness that they can conceive of for themselves by speaking their word. Now, what are you speaking your word for? Are you speaking your word, I'm independently wealthy. Damn, I haven't got any money. I'm independently wealthy. Gee, I wish I could afford that. I'm independently wealthy. And oh, nonsense. You got to be one-pointed. You can't have this dualistic thinking. I'm whole and perfect. Oh, I hurt. I'm whole and perfect. Oh, this is painful. Oh, I got to go to the doctor. I got to take these pills. I got to do that. Oh, I'm whole and perfect. Now, take the pills. Don't let me ever have you think that I don't want you to take the pills and to go to the doctor. But is the doctor and the pills making you whole and perfect? No. It's your attitude about them. So you can certainly do without them, but don't. take them, because that's where your consciousness is right now. And if you don't take them, you won't be around to have your consciousness be there. You understand? So that's stupid. So let's get ourselves so one-pointed. I'm home, perfect, I'm home, perfect, I'm home. That's the only thought that goes through our mind. And then pretty soon, your body won't need the pills anymore, but you still take them because the body doesn't care. But you'll be home, perfect, home, perfect. But you do whatever you have given the doctor permission to do for you and work on it. But speak your word. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole. Don't say, well, I feel a little better today than I did yesterday. Oh, I feel, you know, not so good today. Yesterday was a better day for me. Don't say that. Every day is a perfect day for us. Every day we're whole and perfect. Every day we're doing that which is our highest and best. Let's not play games with ourselves, because we're throwing away the baby with the bathwater. We're throwing away that divine presence within us, the baby, that wants to be revealed. And as we get rid of all of the negativity of our life, we sometimes let that slip away too. But we don't want to do that. It doesn't slip too far. You can always grab it. So remember, whatever you speak your word for, the world knows. Because they look at you and they say, well, isn't that a nice person? Or, what's wrong with them? What's their problem? Or, does anyone see you fat or thin? Does anyone see you short or tall? Does anyone see you at all? What they see is your charisma of yourself. If your charisma is charming, delightful, magnificent, perfect in every possible way, that's all you see and that's all the world sees. And of course, when you are one-pointed in this, that's all you are. So I suggest that, why do I speak my word? I speak my word because that's the only thing that works. That's the only thing that's important. And I speak my word and I say, I am that I am. I am whole and perfect. I am that I am. I am the divine. I am the divine. And I like me very much. So, you guys all around the world, like yourself and say, I like me, 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 I love 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 you, I love you, I love you.